Hello, this is Andrew Delpretti with episode 3 of the 5-Minute Dev Podcast. So I'm exhausted. I went to bed last night really late and woke up to our 6-month-old little girl and just couldn't fall back asleep. So please forgive me if my thoughts are jumbled up and incoherent. In the last episode, we talked about step 1 of the 5 performance steps Adi Osmani posted on Twitter a few days ago. Again, those steps he posted are: keep your JS small and fast, lazy load non-critical assets, preload late discovered resources, optimize web fonts, and compress images. So, as I understand it, this means to only load the assets necessary for the site to be interactive, and then lazy load additional resources as the user needs them. Remember, the goal is to push pixels to the screen and make it interactive as soon as possible. This is similar to step 1 in that you should only load what's necessary, but with the added perf bonus of loading everything else asynchronously after page load or when the user interacts with something specific. Things like modals are a good example of something that can be lazy loaded, or loading images above the fold and then the rest as the user scrolls down. Another example of this is something we just implemented at MusicFed with our SVG icon sprite. In the past, we were including the sprite in the source and utilizing the use keyword to specify which icon. It worked great, but it was inefficient because it was loading this massive SVG on every page, and it wasn't cacheable by the browser. So we went ahead and asynchronously load the sprite to reduce page size and have the extra benefit of caching. And so I think that covers it. If you have any comments or further insights on these topics, please call in on Anchor FM or give me a shout out on Twitter at Andrew Delpretti. Thanks for listening. Peace out.